In the moments after, Attorney General Mark Herring issued a statement acknowledging he had appeared in blackface as part of a costume when he was in college. Lawmakers seemed stunned into silence. When asked about the reaction, lawmakers said no comment or waved their hands in a microphone or even turned and walked away.
Do you have any reaction to the Attorney General's statement?
Prayer.
Prayer. That's the response of Delegate Lamont Bagby, head of the Legislative Black Caucus. For now, that's the only response from the caucus, a key part of the Democratic Party, and lawmakers who are likely to take the lead in reacting to the latest blackface controversy. Delegate Skylar Van Valkenburg says Herring's statement was walking a fine line between admitting that he made a mistake and asking for forgiveness.
Blackface is always wrong. It's always needs to be condemned. Looking at the Attorney General's statement, it would seem like he acknowledged that and he understands the pain he's caused.
Democrats have a difficult political calculus. If they force out the governor and the lieutenant governor and the attorney general, Republican Kirk Cox would end up as acting governor. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.